Blog Talk Radio.
Take us.
Thank you, Lord.
Good to us, y'all. God is so good to us.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We just want to thank you, Lord, this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, praise God, but this has been my anthem all week. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because he has been so good to us. Amen. Praise God. I just took me into another place. Amen. It just says, giving God the glory, giving God the glory. Welcome, welcome, welcome to MCI Ministry Radio, Mount Carmel International Church. I want to thank you all for coming on this morning. Amen. God has a word for us. Yes, he do. And this song, praise God, it just brought me back to going to church, amen, and singing thank you, Lord, everybody coming together and the oneness and the love and the atmosphere was set. And I thought about the late Reverend Tinsley, amen, that when I would go to church and he would sing, I'd get so full, amen, when he would sing, because that man could sing. He would just bring the anointing in and preach with fire, praise God. And it just brought me back, amen, what the church needs right now, amen, a little power from the Lord Jesus Christ. It needs the love, amen, praise God. It needs the peace, the serenity. It needs all that, amen, and we carry that every day, praise God, hallelujah. So I just want to thank God this morning, and I know that you want to thank God this morning, amen, praise God, hallelujah. So with that being said, y'all, come on, let's give God the glory this morning, amen, hallelujah. Lord, we just want to thank you, God, amen, hallelujah. And I just want to say thank you to my husband this morning, amen, for setting up the studio this morning and put such an inspiration on. It's just a sound of meditation for me just to meditate before I come on this morning. Thank you, Pastor, keeping it real, McNeil. Amen, for setting me up this morning. I want to thank you, you, and you for coming on and allow me to come to your homes this morning. Amen, praise God. So let's just thank God this morning. Amen, praise God. Yes, Lord. Let me pray, y'all. Hallelujah. Let me give you what God has given me on this morning, on this week. Amen. Hallelujah. How he's been adding on a little this and a little bit that. Amen. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just come. We bless your holy name. We give you honor. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory, God, this morning, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Father, for grace and mercy this morning, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, as we come, God, today, Lord God, we ask that you have your way in this place, God, today, Lord God, that you would speak through me, Father God, that you would anoint me afresh, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, somebody needs a word, Father God, from you, God, in the name of Jesus. So I pray, Lord God, that you will use me as that vessel this morning, God, to speak a word, God, that will bring life, God, bring deliverance, bring healing, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for what you're going to do on today, Lord God. And I ask that you bless every home that's represented here today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Have thine own way. Move by your Holy Spirit, God. And I thank you and I praise you, God, as you open up the airwaves. Let no interference come through, God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, for grace and mercy today. In Jesus' name I pray with thanksgiving in my heart. And my soul says amen on today, today, today. Come on, y'all. Let's give God the praises this morning. Because he's worthy, he's worthy, he's worthy. He's worthy of all the honor. He's worthy of all the glory. He's worthy, hallelujah, for who he is on today. So today I want you to turn with me to Psalms 121. Psalms 121, verses 1 through 8, amen. Excuse me for 1 second. Psalms 121. All right. Amen. My throat has been bothering me a little bit this week. Amen. But I know God can bring me through this one. Amen. Hallelujah. It says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from which cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He would not permit thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. He said, behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forward and even. Now, even evermore, when I begin to study the word of the Lord on this week, God says to tell the people that it is help from above. There is help from above. And I want you to say, do you know sometimes we pray for everybody else and we're there for everybody else, but there's a time when you have to say, Lord, I need your help. Lord, I need your help today. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, I give you glory. We need God's help every day. Come on, somebody. We need the help of the Lord, amen, every second, every minute, every hour, and every day. Help from above. And we have to, God, we thank you. Amen. Praise God for Jesus. We thank you. Come on, somebody. Holy Spirit, we thank you for the leading, the guiding us, and sustaining us, and protecting us, and from unseen and seen danger. Come on, somebody. Lord, we need your help. There is help from above. When I thought about the word of the Lord this week, and I thought about how Joseph needed the help of the Lord, the Bible says in Genesis 49 through 14, and Joseph, we know, praise God, and everybody loves Joseph because of the anointing that he carried, what he had to go through, amen, praise God. But we find that Joseph needed the help from God. The Bible says, then the chief butler told his dream to Joseph and said to him, behold, in my dream a vine was before me, and in their vine were three branches. It was as though it budded. It blossomed, shot forth, and the cluster brought forth ripe grapes. That's in verse number 9, Joseph 40 and 9, praise God. And I'm going to continue to read. I'm in verse 11. The Bible says, then Pharaoh's cup was in his hand. And I took the grapes and pressed them into Pharaoh's cup and placed the cup in Pharaoh's hand. And Joseph said to him, this is the interpretation of it. The three branches are the 3 days. Now, within 3 days, Pharaoh will lift up his head, amen, hallelujah, and restore you back to the place. And you will put Pharaoh's cup in his hands according to the former matter when you was the butler. Now, he's giving him the interpretation of a green dream. And how many know that God will put you in the right place at the right time? Well, remember me, he said, when it is well with you. Remember me when it is well with you. And please show kindness to me. Make mention of me to Pharaoh. And get me out of this house, he said. Hear. Joseph expected help from a man. But that man forgot him in the story. Joseph requested two things. He said, think of me. Think of me, my brother, and show kindness. Oh, glory to God. Mention my name to Pharaoh. Yet the man did not remember who Joseph was and praise God, and didn't remember, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, because he said, remember me when you get out of this place. But he didn't remember. And I believe that from now on, the way God gave it to me, praise God, hallelujah, from now on, you shall not be forgotten. Oh, come on, somebody. Come on and talk to me this morning. God is speaking to us this morning. You shall not be forgotten. What made that man to remember later on was the help, amen, praise God, and the intervention of God. In the name of Jesus, whenever you have been forgotten, God will force them to remember you. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. You will not be forgotten. I'm talking to the ones that feel that God forgotten about them and, hallelujah, in a place, amen, praise God, that they think that God is not going to bring them out, praise God, but God will cause a situation to change in your life, praise God, hallelujah, to bring you out of a place, amen, praise God, where people thought, yes, Holy Spirit, where people forgot about you, but God has not forgotten about you, praise God, and, yes, Holy Spirit, somebody say, I need the help of the Lord. I need God's help right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because God is not speaking. God is silent. Praise God to me right now. And God is not moving in my life. That's the way I feel right now. How you feel today. That's what the Holy Spirit is saying to me today. Praise God. But God is telling me, praise God, there is help from above. God, I need help. Come on, somebody. Oh, it ain't shameful to ask God for help. Glory to God. God, I don't know where to go. I don't know what to do. God, I can't make the decision by myself, but God will send help to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody shout right there. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Father says, all you got to do is keep in alignment with my word. Stay in prayer. Stay in fasting. Pray, pray, pray. He said, praise God. Surrender your all to me, and I will lead you. I will guide you into all truth, saith the Lord thy God. My God, I give you glory. God has not forgotten about you. Praise God. When battles come in your life, and praise God, hallelujah, in this battle that you cannot beat and you feel like God has forgotten about you, there is battles in our lives. Come on, somebody, battles in our children, battles our husbands, battle in the jobs, and battle all over, battles in the finances, battle in the ministry. Praise God. But God will fight your battles. God will. Oh, come on, somebody, say, God, remember me. God, remember me. God, remember me. Glory to God. Glory to God. God, remember me while I'm in a state right now. God, I'm in a state of confusion. God, remember me. I'm talking to somebody. Praise God. I don't know what decision to make. God, remember me. God, I need your help. Come on, somebody. They fought. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The battle. Let's go to Judges. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They fight battles to win. And praise God. God. Somebody say, God will win your every battle. God will win your battles. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is going to win your battles. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for what he's getting ready to do in the lives of his people. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody shout with me right now. Praise God. God, remember me. I need your help, Lord. I need your help. I need help right now, God. God, look at my circumstances, Lord God. I don't know which way to go, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I don't know which way to push myself, Lord God. I'm trying, God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Who's trying out there? Because I hear the Holy Spirit say that you feel like you're trying. God, I'm trying everything I know how. But wait, God said, wait upon me. I will send help. My God, I give you glory. The Bible says in Judges 5:20, amen, praise God, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah. The stars fought from heaven. The stars are in their orbit, fought against Caesarea. Amen. Praise God. There are some things, amen, hallelujah, that God will use. Amen. Praise God. When I thought about the scriptures, they fought from heaven. Come on. The stars from the course fought against Caesarea. God will send anything to fight for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody said, this battle I cannot win. God will win it for me because there is help from above. There is help from above. The Bible says in Isaiah 50:9, surely, surely, surely the Lord God will help me. Who is he? Who will condemn me? He said, praise God. Indeed, they will all grow old like a garment. The moths will eat them up. Praise God. Hallelujah. But listen, Caesarea was invisible. They was one, praise God, was a force to be reckoned with. Praise God. Hallelujah. But divine help destroyed them. Anything, anyone fighting against you is fighting against God. Angels came down to finish Caesarea. Angels of heaven will finish your adversary. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ask for help from the Lord. This battle is not yours. It belongs to the Lord. The Lord will fight for you. Somebody, I'm talking to you today. Praise God. Hallelujah. God will fight for you. My God, I give you glory today. We're talking about God's help. God's help. I know God put man sometimes, praise God, to be around you, but then there's a time that God wants to get the glory out of your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. How many need the help of the Lord today? Praise God. We find all the things going on. We see all the destruction today. Praise God. Hallelujah. But there is time, amen, hallelujah, that God will want you to cry out for help. Not nobody else's help, but the help of the Lord. The Bible is so full of words and inspiration to help us along the way. And when I begin to read, amen, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, it ministered to my spirit, amen, praise God, because I tell everybody, hallelujah, oh, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. 2020 came in with a roar. Amen. Praise God. It was so much going on in everybody's lives. Praise God. Hallelujah. But how many know that God will fight your battle? God will protect you. God is there for you. God will lead you. He will guide you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Somebody say, I need the help of the Lord. You need the help of the Lord. My God, I give you glory. I give you glory. I give you glory. Somebody shout, my God, I give you glory. We are talking about God's help. God's help. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles 26:3-7, it says Uzziah was 16 years old when he became king, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Zedekiah of Jerusalem, and he did what was right in the sight of the Lord. Somebody shout right then. He did what was right in the, oh yes, Holy Spirit, in the sight of the Lord. He did what was right in the sight of the Lord. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. In the days of Zechariah, who had understanding and visions of God. Come on, my God, I give you glory. And as long as he sought the Lord God, come on, somebody say, as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. I want you to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to us today, praise God. But when God pulled out all these scriptures today, praise God, he said when he did that, praise God, hallelujah, God blessed him. God opened up his dreams and God opened up the visions, amen, praise God, and as long as he sought the Lord, God had made him to prosper. Now he went out and made war against the Philistines, the enemy, praise God, and broke down the walls of Gath, praise God, and the walls of Dethnah, and the walls of Ashdod, and he built cities around Ashdod among the Philistines. God, somebody say God helped him against the Philistines, against the Arabians who lived in Gerbaal, and against the Mennonites. God helped them with the help Jesus. Every word curse over your life is falling to the ground right now, praise God. Every generational curse back from your mother and your father's altar, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, back as your voice, as God is destroying it right now. Glory to God, glory to God. We are going back to the forefathers because we don't know what they did. Amen, praise God. So we repent for them today, praise God. Hallelujah. We don't know. Yes, Holy Spirit. We don't know, praise God, how they lived back then, praise God. And some of us, praise God, are going through things that our forefathers went through, praise God. Hallelujah. Some of us, praise God, wondering why that we can't get our foot, praise God, to go forward. But every time you try to do something, it goes backwards. But today, I hear the Holy Ghost preach out of the Moshanda. Through me, praise God, every ground that was not right, amen, praise God, is being destroyed right now, is being burned by fire, by thunder, and by force right now, praise God. You are going to walk in the glory of God. Every enemy of your past will not cross over into your future in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, God is fighting my battles, amen. Lord, I need your help from you, praise God. I need your help, God. With the help of God, every wall begins to, somebody shout right there, every wall is coming down. What do you think about, amen, that brought the wall down of Jericho? Amen. Look at Joshua. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Joshua, praise God. Hallelujah. Joshua, every wall is going to come down. Somebody say, every wall is coming down. Praise God. Joshua 5 and 13 to 14, it says, when Joshua was near the town of Jericho, he looked up and saw a man standing in front of him with a sword in his hand. Joshua went up to him and demanded, are you friend or are you a foe? He said, neither one, he replied. I am the commander of the army, of the Lord's army. At this, Joshua fell with his face to the ground in reverence. I am at your command, Joshua said. What do you want me, your servant, to do? God sent help to Joshua. When God opened up his eyes, my God, I give you glory, to see the angel of the Lord standing before him. He asked him a question, are you for me or you're not? Hallelujah. But God sent Joshua help. Somebody say, God sent Joshua help. My God, I give you glory. The Bible says, even in Joshua 6 and 20, so the people shouted when the priest blew with the trumpet. And it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet. And the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell flat so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. God will send you help. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. It wasn't Joshua, amen, praise God, that brought the wall down. Amen, praise God. It was the Spirit of the living God that brought the wall down. Somebody shout right there, God, I need your help to bring the wall down in my life, praise God. Every barrier, God, that's blocking me in, I need your help, God. I need to go forward in the things of you, God. Let every wall complain. Let it fall down before me, God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Every wall come down in my life. The captain of the host of God, remember, members of Godhead, was personally present to help the Israelite push down the wall. Or you think, is there a shout that brought down the wall? No, it wasn't the shout. I see every wall before you. Come on, somebody. Come on, my God, I give y'all. Come on with me this morning. Every wall coming down, fall flat in the name of Jesus. God, help give us strength in every area of our life. This is obvious, amen, praise God, that God will send you help today, praise God. Somebody shout right there, praise God. Somebody say, after this, come on, my God, I give you glory. After what I'm going through, God, I know that you're going to send me help, God. I know help is coming from heaven, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Help from above is our word today, praise God, that God is telling us today, praise I'll be right back, praise God. You are on Mount Carmel International Church, MCI Ministry Radio, with no other than the one and only, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil. After this, y'all.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming, and it's coming after this. Clap your hands, come on!
God will turn it around. Welcome, 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 welcome to MCI Ministry Radio. We'd like to thank you, all our listeners, for coming on this morning or today. We give God the glory for you, you, and you. We thank you for allowing us to come into your home. On Monday, this is our announcement. On Monday, Your Fix at 6 will be on with no other Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil at 6 p.m. And on Friday, Fresh Fire Friday at 7 p.m. with the blowing of the shofar, worship, praise, and inspiration from Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. And don't forget, on Sunday morning at 9 a.m., you will be on the air with Dr. Carolyn McNeil, Sunday morning service. We thank God for you, you, and you. And if you'd like to be a blessing to our ministry, you may do so. We do have a Cash App, $Anointed222. That's $Anointed222. We're planning on doing some great things for the ministry. We thank God for you and your support. So help us to keep the ministry going, to push it forward, to do great outreach. We thank God for you. So guess what, y'all? We love you, and so do Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you all.
Let's give God the glory, because God is worthy of all the praises, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God the glory. Somebody say, God, I need your help. Come on, let's give God the praises, hallelujah, because he's worthy of all the praises, amen. When I listen to the song, it says, after this, hallelujah. Glory to God. There will be glory after this. There will be victory after this. God is turning. Somebody say, God is turning it around for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There will be a testimony after this. Amen. There will be a praise after this. There will be joy after this. Amen. But the one thing about it, praise God, there will be a new anointing after this. Come on, somebody. There'll be new power after this. Praise God. When all said and done, amen, you are coming out victorious with new glory. Come on, somebody shout right there. New glory, 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 glory is coming upon me right now. Praise God. Because now I know the real deal. I'm asking for God's help. Amen, because I've seen him fight my battles. Come on, somebody. I've seen him, praise God, hallelujah, move in miraculous ways, amen, in a supernatural way, praise God, hallelujah. Somebody give God the glory today, praise God. God, I need your help. Help from above. My God, I give you glory. Marvelous, marvelous, marvelous help will always generate marvelous strength, y'all. Come on, somebody. Financial strength. It will. Oh, come on, my God, I give you glory. Academic strength and spiritual strength. As God help locate you today, I see strength coming upon you. Come on, somebody. I see strength of God enveloping you in the name of Jesus. God's help open the doors to helpers. Come on, somebody. God's help open the doors to helpers. God help provoke others, amen, to help you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's take a look at 1 Chronicles 12 and 16 and verses 16 through 18. God will provoke people to help you, praise God, along the way, amen. There is a destiny helper for you, you, and you, and for myself, amen, praise God, to help us along the way. The Bible says of the Benjamites and some men from Judah also came to David in his stronghold. Come on, somebody. David went out to meet them and said to them, if you have come to me in peace to help me, I am ready for you to join me. But if you have come to betray me to my enemies when my hands are free from violence, may the God of our ancestors see it and judge you, David said, praise God. The Bible says in verse number 18, then the Spirit came on Amasa, chief of the 30, and he said, we are yours, David, We are with you, son of Jesse. Success to you, he said, and success to those who help you. For your God will help you. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. So David received them and made them leaders of his raiding band. In your workplace, come on, somebody. Oh, my God, I give you glory. In your working place, oh, glory, you will be helped. In your finances, come on, somebody. Come on and shout with me today, praise God. You will be helped. Come on, somebody. In your education, you will be helped. In your family, come on, my God, I give you glory. You will be helped. God's help prevents accidents. When help is in a place, amen, preservation is sure. The Bible said that God will help you. God will come, amen, and give you the help that you need. I don't know, praise God, glory to God. I'm just sitting in the presence of the Lord right now, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. But I hear the Lord said, as many of my people, yes, Holy Ghost, are crying out for help, my God, I give you the glory. But the ones that's not crying out for God's help, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. God wants you to cry out for his help. And when you cry out for the help of the Lord, I hear the Lord said, I, the Lord thy God, will intervene in your situation. And God said, I'm sitting back and I'm listening. I'm watching you, praise God, trying to do all the things that you know how to do. But when did you call me for help, saith the Lord thy God? Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. We need your help, Lord. I cry out for your help today. Glory to God. I don't know about you because I cannot see you right now. But you need the help of the Lord today. Glory to God. Glory to God. You need God to strengthen you today. Praise God. You need God to heal you today. Praise God. You need God intervention in your finances. Praise God. You need God guidance. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God is waiting on you to call out for help today, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. And God said, the Spirit of the living God will lift up a standard for you today. Glory to God. God will help you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Somebody say, God will help me from heaven. Help is coming from heaven. Yes, God. As we read the scriptures this morning, amen, from Psalms 121, praise God. God says he will help us. He will help us. He will help us. Hallelujah. The Lord is our help. Ah, glory to God. Glory to God. As you depart, praise God, today, praise God. And hallelujah, glory to God. In your name, yes, Holy Spirit will attract some helpers to you today, praise God. Somebody said, this is going to be a great week for me, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Because we are commanding our week to line up with the will of God today, praise God. We are commanding our week, praise God, ahead of us, praise God. We cannot see what God has in store for us, praise the Messiah. But it's one thing that God wants us to do today. He wants to cry out for his help, praise God. Hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God. Yes, Holy Spirit, when I was praying this morning, praise God, yes, God, I thank you. God began to show me something. When Moses got to the Red Sea, praise God, it was nothing but water all over the place. Amen, praise God. But I heard the Holy Ghost say to me this morning, my God, I give you glory. He said, it's one thing to have faith, my God, I give you glory. But there's another thing that God said, trust is more deeper than faith, praise God. He didn't know, praise God, how that water was going to open up. But God told him, praise God, hold up the staff, and depart the Red Sea, glory to God, glory to God. There is a supernatural help that we cannot see, I hear you, God, that we cannot see. But as we call on the name of the Lord today, as we ask God to open up the Red Sea for us today, as we ask God to do the impossible, the extraordinary for us today, praise God. People look at me foolish, praise God, that's Holy Spirit, because I believe God. Come on, somebody, when you've been through trials and tribulations, oh, yes, Holy Ghost, and you see God, glory to God, the movement of the hand of God, ah, yes, Holy Ghost, but I know that at a time that God will open up things for you, glory to God. I hear the Lord say it this morning, y'all, glory to God, glory to God. Where the way seems shut down, praise God, I see gates, glory to God, but I also see God opening up the gates for you, glory to God, glory to God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, but the enemy thought he blocked you in, God is going to open it up for you, glory to God, glory to God. But I see Moses I hope my husband don't mind me telling my testimony. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I got a phone call. Amen. Praise God. From the my realtor, what I call her. Well, she was a realtor. And I was renting the property. We was renting the property, praise God, hallelujah. Out of the blue, I'm sitting in the office in the home. Out of the blue, she called me and she said, you know what? I'm putting my house up for sale. And I said, for sale? She called me out of the blue. Oh, the realtor will be there tomorrow. And I'm like, oh, you know, when I'm sitting talking to her, are you kidding me? So my thing is, you're putting the house up for, oh, glory to God, for sale. I'm still here, but you called me out of the blue. Now, you know how fast a house can sell. So, therefore, now I'm looking all around. Praise God. Like, Lord, what am we going to do? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because now she's telling us that we have to move. This is for somebody. Glory to God. Glory to God. Out of the blue. Who does that, y'all? Come on. Who does that? So, here. We got a certain amount of days, and the way I had the house fixed up, everybody knows, praise God, hallelujah, that God has given me a gift to fix up things and to make it look beautiful, amen. That's my gift. My gift is decorating homes, amen, praise God, hallelujah. So I had the home all in place, amen, ready to be sold, you know, at that point, ready to be sold because they were saying how beautiful, how, you know, everything looked it, praise God, everything was in place, everything was neat, you know, praise God, hallelujah. So they was coming, they were seeing it on the internet, they was coming back and forth, real quick, amen, praise God. All of a sudden, they got a sale for the house. They and my husband said, oh, my God, what are we going to do? Let me tell you, praise God, that's Holy Spirit. They gave us a date, Satan gave us a date, the 15th, praise God, hallelujah. We had nowhere to go on the 14th. Come on, somebody. The 14th, and we had to get out the house by the 15th. At 7 p.m. that night, come on, my God, I give you glory. God opened the door, and we are in a home right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, that is a supernatural guidance and intervention of the Lord. You have to trust him. I'm not talking about just faith. I'm talking about trusting him to the last second. I'm talking about trusting him. Come on, somebody. I'm talking to somebody out there. Hallelujah. That's going through really hard right now. Don't know how they're going to get to the next place. But at 11, if you had to get out by 12, amen, praise God, and it was 11:59, my God will come through for you. Somebody say, I need the help of the Lord. There's a testimony that you must tell one day, praise God, how God intervened with your circumstances. God will take you through some things, amen, some deep waters, amen, praise God, that only he can take you through, that the water will not cover over you. Oh, glory to God. This is not my sermon, but the Holy Ghost is moving right now, praise God, hallelujah. You will not be overtaken. God will get you to where you need to be. Praise God. He has to shut one door to bring us to another place. And when God does that, that means that it's something greater that he has for you in the next. So come on, somebody, I give you glory. Oh, my God, I give you glory. I give you glory to God. I give you glory. God will help you. The supernatural God, the God that we serve, the God that we read about, the God that we talk about. There's nothing too hard for our God. Hallelujah. There's nothing too mighty that he can't bring down. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm speaking faith today to somebody. Hallelujah. When you thought that everything was done with, God, at the point in time, will intervene in your circumstances. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As you depart here from here today, your name will attract helpers. The word will invite favor. Come on, somebody. The spirit will make everyone run around, amen, you, and help you. That's what the Lord does, amen. They help. Come on, the Bible says in 1 Chronicles 12, verses 21 to 22, the Bible says, amen, they helped David against raiding bands. For all of them were brave warriors, and they were commanders in his army. Day after day, men came to help David. My God, I give you glory. until he had great army. Come on, somebody. Like the army of God. They're standing together today, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. We're going to stand together today, praise God. Because God says, fear not. Come on, somebody. Isaiah tells it all, praise God. Isaiah 41, verses 10 to 14. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, he said, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. Somebody hear what the Holy Spirit said. I will help you. I will, yes, God, I will uphold you with my right hand. Come on, somebody. He says, behold, all those who were incensed against me, hallelujah, against you, shall be ashamed and disgraced. They shall be as nothing, he says. And those who strive with you, oh, come on, somebody, I give you glory, shall perish, he said. You shall seek them and not find them. Those who contend with you, those who war against you, shall be as nothing, as a non-existent thing. For I, the Lord your God, will uphold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you. Fear not, he says. Hallelujah. You worm Jacob, you men of Israel, I will help you, said the Lord, and your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I will help you. Oh, my God, I give you glory. Somebody shout right there. God says, I, the Lord thy God, will help you. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. He said, glory to God in his word. I will lift my eyes unto the hill from which cometh my help. Come on, somebody. My help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not permit my foot to be moved. Because what? He that keepeth Israel will not slumber. Come on, somebody. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day. Yes, Holy Spirit, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this day forward. The world, come on, somebody. This world is a battlefield. Without divine help, praise God, you will suffer defeat, humiliation, and shame. Without divine help, people will forget about you and men will abandon you. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I'm here today to tell you, praise God, there is help from above. My God, I give you glory. There is help. Somebody said, there is help from above. My God, I give you glory. Somebody shout right there, God is sending me help. Hallelujah. And help is from above. We thank the Lord today, amen, for his grace and his mercy. I thank God for his word today, and I pray that you was blessed today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. No matter what time it is, I hear you, God. Yes, Holy Spirit. If it is 12 o'clock, amen, praise God. Yes, God. At 11:59, if it takes that, praise God, because that was always my life. 11:59, I'm howling for God for help. My God, I give you glory. Some people have it easy. God will do it because they can't handle much. But they want to be so anointed. There is sometimes, amen, praise God, there's a supernatural anointing that God has put upon his people. If you was the one, praise God, that God will show up at 12 o'clock, glory. I hear you, God. Glory to God. Glory to God. That means that he want to use you in such an extraordinary way. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hear what the Spirit is saying to you today. Praise God. And I was just wondering why everybody else had things so easy. he's going to bring you through like never before. I see the hand of God moving for you, you and you. Glory to God, glory to God. There is help from above, people of God. My beloved, people of God, God is sending help from above. Don't worry, said the Lord. He said, fear not, because I am God. I am the God of heaven. I'm the God of earth. And I will do that what I say I was going to do, said the Lord thy God. Lord God of the Most. Yes, Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord, for that which you're going to do for your people. When I read, praise God, honey, I'm getting ready to close, y'all. When I read, my voice was kind of messed up. I guess God touched me. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I guess y'all say, Lord, is she screaming or is she preaching? I don't know what she's doing, but glory to God. The hand of God is over y'all. I don't know what's going on, but I thank the Lord. Amen. I want to end with this. Deuteronomy 28:11-12. It says, and the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, and the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, and the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give to thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasures, the heavens to give the rain unto the land in his season, and to bless all the works of thy hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. I'm praying today just for you, you and you, that Almighty God will bring to pass in your life all the above mentioned promises in the name of Jesus. I pray that God will use you to rewrite your family's history in the mighty name of Jesus. David was remembered by God when his father didn't remember he had a son in the field. I am praying today that same God will remember you for good in the name of the mighty God. I am praying that the same God will command even your enemies to favor you. I pray this week that the Rock of Ages, the Lord Jesus Christ, who sees and holds all power, shall uphold you and sustain you with his grace and favor. Lift up your eyes to him. Come on, somebody. Whom all blessings flow. Lift up your eyes to him alone that causes all your help to come speedily and readily. As you rise today, come on, somebody. Know that your light has come and his glory has risen upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for gracing us to enter into a new day, into a new season of overflow. My God, I give you glory. Hallelujah. My prayers for you every day and night is that change all your sorrows and mockery. It is time, praise God, to say, Lord, I thank you that I'm getting ready to celebrate my new. With that being said, I'm going to pray. Thank you all for coming. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank God for all of you that continually to bless this ministry. We want to continue in our assignment. So I pray, amen, hallelujah, that you will continue in the Lord thy God. That God overflow in you, your family, your friends, your children. Amen. We're going to make a decree today. Today, that we will call upon our God. When there's trouble ahead, we will call upon our Lord. When it's good times, we will call upon our Lord. When it's healing needed, we will call upon our Lord. When finances are needed, we will call upon our Lord. When children are involved, we will call upon our Lord. When the husband, the wife, we will call upon our Lord Jesus Christ, because he will send help to heaven. God bless you. I'm going to pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, I come and I bless your holy name. I give you glory, I give you glory, I give you glory, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you are so amazing. And we thank you, Lord God, for what you're getting ready to do in our lives, Lord. We thank you for the uplifting today, Lord God, knowing that you, God, will send help from above. No matter what hour that we're in, Lord God, you already have it worked out for us, God. But all you want us to do, Father, is to call upon you. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we leave, God, today, Lord, we continue to seek thy face like never before, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray blessings be upon each and every one, Lord, that's represented here, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you know what they need and what they're asking you for, Father. But, Father, we ask for your presence, God, first and foremost, God, to strive with us, God, to be with us, Lord, through thick and thin, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, lift somebody's heart up today, Lord God. Touch them right now, God, where they feel weak, God, and feel that they cannot accomplish nothing, Lord God. Touch right now, God, because you said that you will send help, God. Let us not give up, God, in the moment when hard times come, God, because we know that those times will come, Father. But you, God, will intervene in our circumstances, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we know that when it's a hardest time, Father, we are on the verge of breakthrough, Father God. And as the song says, Father God, after this, there shall be glory. So, Father, I thank you, Lord God, for each and every one. Bless their homes. Bless their marriages. God, bless their children. Bless their finances. Bless their ministry, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, stand up in us, God, today, Lord God. Stand up in us, God, today. Have your way, God. Move by your mighty power. And we say thank you, Lord, for each and every one, God. Thank you, Lord God, they allowed me to come into their homes today. And I pray that the spirit of the living God will lift up a standard, God, against every evil spirit that will try to come near their dwelling. Put the angels around their homes, God. Walk through their homes, God, in the name of Jesus. Bring peace and love and joy into their home. Master, into the homes, God, like never before, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I pray for the wind of change, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, I thank you, Lord God, that things are changing right now, God. Open heaven, I thank you, God, for the open heaven, God. And we bless you, and we praise you, and we glorify you. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, but then us faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen on today. God bless you, God bless you. I have a song for you, y'all. God bless you all. Have a great, great, great Sunday. Hallelujah, and a better week. In Jesus' name, amen.
There's nobody like you, Lord. None compares to you.